Welcome back to our marathon of profiles on America's leaders from coast to coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Tar Heel State, North Carolina, to profile Republican Senator Ted Budd. And Leah, usually when we look at a senator's background, we see lawyer, state legislator, or maybe doctor. But Ted Budd has a line on his resume that I don't think anyone else in the Senate has.
He really does. Ted Budd is a gun store owner. Before he ever ran for Congress, he bought a bankrupt firing range in rural Hall, North Carolina, and turned it into Pro Shots, a training facility and gun store. He spent years behind the counter selling firearms and teaching safety classes. So when the Senate debates the Second Amendment, Ted Budd isn't reading talking points from a lobbyist. He is speaking as a guy who literally ran the background checks and managed the inventory. It gives him a level of technical credibility on guns that is pretty rare in Washington.
He rode that outsider status all the way to D.C. He wasn't a career politician before 2016.
Not at all. He jumped into a massive 17-person primary for a House seat in 2016. Nobody knew who he was, but he had the backing of the Club for Growth, which is a very powerful, fiscal conservative group. They loved his business background. He won that primary, spent 3 terms in the House, and then in 2022, he ran for the Senate seat left open by Richard Burr. Donald Trump endorsed him very early, which cleared the field, and he went on to win a tough general election. He's definitely part of the more conservative, populist wing of the party.
Let's talk about North Carolina, because it is a state with a split personality economically.
It is fascinating. On one hand, you have Charlotte, which is the second largest banking capital in America. Bank of America is headquartered there. It's suits, skyscrapers, and global finance. Then you have the Research Triangle in Raleigh-Durham, which is all PhDs and biotech. But then you have the military. North Carolina has a massive military footprint. Fort Liberty, which used to be Fort Bragg, and Camp Lejeune. It's the home of the Airborne and Special Forces. And finally, you have rural North Carolina, which is the number one producer of sweet potatoes and tobacco in the country.
So a senator from North Carolina has to balance bankers, tech bros, farmers, and soldiers. How does Budd handle that?
He leans heavily into the military side. He sits on the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee. That is critical for the state. If they close a base or cut defense spending, North Carolina bleeds jobs. So Budd is a hawk. He pushes for higher defense budgets and modernization for the special forces that train in his state. But he also keeps his small businessman hat on. He sits on the Small Business Committee and is obsessed with deregulation. He argues that the guys running hardware stores in Winston-Salem are being crushed by red tape, and he wants to slash federal agencies to help them.
He's the gun store owner who ended up with high-level security clearance.
Exactly. He went from checking IDs at a gun counter to checking classified intelligence reports. It's a very American trajectory.
That is our profile for Senator Ted Budd. Stay tuned as we continue our catch-up session. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.